This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. About 7 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday, November the 16th. It's time now for the Wednesday morning talk show brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. I'm Terry Tote, alongside, by unanimous choice again this morning, by a vote of one, everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus.
In case you have any doubt, I cast that vote.
And the preliminary polls are in, and we're declaring Ralph Niehaus the winner. Get us into the...
polls closed.
Polls are closed, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, in studio today, we're going to be talking about Men's Night Out.
Mm.
And it's not what you think, Ralph.
Oh.
It doesn't involve
a gun.
A keg.
Oh, doesn't count.
No.
No dancing girls or anything like
that? Not this time.
Hmm.
Not that we know of.
Well, you know, maybe afterwards.
Well,
what the heck?
Yeah.
If you want to set it up, that's fine. But what we're going to talk about is Men's Health with Matt Hughes, Men's Night Out, sponsored by Hillsborough Area Hospital. And we're going to be talking about how men can educate themselves about good health and what they need to do, because, quite frankly, we're all bullheaded.
Yes.
It's the male dork gene. Mm-hmm. That's the scientific explanation I give to it, the male dork gene. So, and we have a couple of lovely ladies in studio.
Yes, we do. And I've known both these lovely ladies since they were like
really?
That. Yep.
And they still talk to you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I worked with this young lady's mother and father at the Graham Cranchell Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were all prisoners there for 20 years.
You were just on the wrong side of the bars.
Yeah, well, I was told that a few times. A
couple of times, right? Roseanne Heck from Hillsborough Area Hospital with us, and Wendy White-Mitter from St. John's. And good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
That's great to have you here. We need to do a little business first, though. Take care of our sponsor, Plummer Funeral Home. Back to chat in 30 seconds.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back on the Wednesday talk show here on WSMI. Again, we have Roseanne Heck in studio along with Wendy White-Mitter from Hillsborough Area Hospital and St. John's, respectively. And we're talking about Men's Night Out, joining in the fight for men's health with our good friend Matt Hughes. And Roseanne, pull that microphone a little bit closer to you there, kiddo. And
sure.
tell us what brought this on.
Well, like you said earlier, a lot of times men don't seek out information or education like women do. You know, I think a lot of times the women, moms in the family, keep everybody else, and it's always searching for information, but it's really hard to get those men out. And Matt has so graciously agreed to come. We thought that everybody wants to hear what Matt has to say, and it would be a great opportunity that he could speak about how important it is to stay fit and healthy, and then why we're going to be serving food. So that's always a draw. Ralph will probably be there since we're having chili, you know. Then why Wendy comes from St. John's, and she's going to be talking about some new things, ways of heart health and prevention of strokes. And that's, you know, for every age man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no longer used to. You thought of 70-year-old men having this, and that's not true. This morning it was interesting. I was listening to the news. They said something about 80 is the old 60. Mm-hmm. So today, we need to take care of ourselves, and we want to take care of our men folk. So. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is brought about by just what you are doing here. More education about health and how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, prevention.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the process of getting to this? Is there, pre-registration, a cost or anything like this?
No, it's free.
Free, huh?
So, hey, we're talking.
It's a tin roof. It's on the house.
Yeah. And, again, we know men, it's a little more difficult. No, they don't have to make reservations. They can just show up. We want them to bring friends.
Sure.
If you belong to a men's church group, come as a group. Meet with us that night. If you belong to a Rotary, a Lions Club, something, come as a group or come by yourself. But we feel it's going to be a very worthwhile 2 hours.
Wendy, tell us a little bit about what's on the agenda that night, how the program's going to shake out.
Well, at 6 o'clock, we're going to convene, and Matt Hughes is going to speak. And as Roseanne said, he is going to talk about overall men's health. And there will be some interaction time. People can ask him some questions, and I think they'll really like that. Then we're going to have dinner, and then Matt's going to sign autographs. So they'll enjoy that as well. Then at 6:45, I'm going to speak about prevention of stroke. Stroke is the third leading cause of mortality in the United States. And about every 40 seconds, someone has a stroke in the United States. But I don't think we stop and think about that. So we're going to talk about stroke and men's health. And then at 7:15, Chris Witten is going to talk. Chris Witten from Teamwork Rehab. And Roseanne can tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. And then at 7:30, we're going to have question and answer time with Dr. Brian Cady. And because men are a little more hesitant to ask questions in public, we're going to do little pieces of paper. They can write the questions down anonymously and put them in a fishbowl, and Dr. Cady will pull them out and answer questions. That way they don't have to be embarrassed. They don't have to feel like they're being set apart. And he can answer health questions. Whatever questions men have in their mind, they've been thinking about, they're too embarrassed to ask. Things maybe their wives are bugging them about or something like that. And Dr. Cady will answer those questions.
Information is the greatest fight against all this nasty stuff.
Very much so.
You gotta be in the know. Yep. Wendy, we were talking, you mentioned stroke, and a lot of people throw the word around. Give us a basic conversational definition of what a stroke is, what happens to the body, maybe signs to look for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can do both for sure. Stroke occurs when a blood vessel bringing oxygen and nutrients in the brain is clogged and nerve cells in the area are affected. Now, that can be something with a large area or something with a small area. And depending where that happens, where that clog is or where that clot is, depends on the symptoms. So, as different parts of the brain have different nerve endings, wherever that clot is will give you different signs and symptoms. Now, there are some general warning signs, sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. If you wake up in the morning and you just can't move your arm, something like that, it could be a stroke. Sudden trouble walking or dizziness, loss of balance, coordination, sudden severe headache. We say the worst headache you've ever had in your life. Now, I know we do feel that sometimes and we think this is the worst headache we've had. Maybe that's when you need to get checked. Maybe that's when you need to figure out if there's something going on more than just a headache.
Now, when you describe headache, are you talking a dull sensation or like an ice pick type sensation?
It can be either one, depending on where it's at. That's a really good question. A lot of the headaches that come from strokes are in the back of the head, really, but they can be anywhere depending on where the clot is that's causing the pressure.
So when the blood vessel bursts, and that portion of the brain is affected. Basically, it's denying oxygen to that part of the brain so the cells die.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Right. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Very impressive.
Maybe I ought to go buy a lottery ticket today.
Yeah.
It's always better to be lucky than good.
And, of course, one of the more silent things that causes stroke and illnesses in men and women is controlling your blood pressure.
Exactly. Yeah. Cholesterol and blood pressure are two things that we really need to keep an eye on, and we just don't necessarily. And as Roseanne said, men don't like to worry about things like that. And so we're going to encourage that.
And we mentioned earlier that it's got to be an educational process, but men have to buy into this if it's going to work, because you can hear all the information you want, but if you don't actually buy into it or believe it, it's not going to do you a darn bit of good.
Exactly. That's why we feel 2 hours to really just sit down and take time to concentrate and learn on this could be the most important 2 hours of their life in saving them from having many of the side effects or disability that a stroke does cause.
And we live in a I want to call it a fast world today. Nobody takes time for anything. Roseanne, your parents and excuse me, myself being in that age bracket, can remember as farmers at noon you took an hour and a half for lunch and relaxed a little bit. And people don't do that today. It's eat on the run, grab a sandwich, go here, go there. And we live in a rat race society, so to speak.
Exactly
right.
Too dominated by the wristwatch or the the time on the cell phone.
Exactly.
A lot of times you have to shut them off or put them away and not paying attention to it.
And that type of life also causes such stress to all of us. So, again, that's another contributing of
symptom. It is.
And it seems more and more people have trouble sleeping at night as well and getting a good long night's rest. And that just adds to the wear and tear on the body and maybe would lead to something like a stroke.
It sure does. I use an example of a race car engine. You know, race car engines are made to run really, really fast for a short amount of time. Well, your heart is the same thing. Your heart is like the engine of the car where it's made to run all the time, not really, really fast all the time. And it's like if you took an Indy 500 car and tried to race it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But that's the lifestyle we live. Like Ralph said, yeah. We don't take time to relax like we should.
What is the toughest thing to get into the heads of just everybody is to make sure you make time for regular exercise. I mean, it's extremely difficult for me to even set time aside to go take a walk, which is a great form of exercise,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Yes,
a nice,
right?
Nice,
exactly.
Brisk walk, which everybody can do.
Yeah. That brings us to another area that we're going to be talking about, too. And I think this is something when you bring up a walk and how it's important to continue your physical fitness and everything. But Chris Witten, he is a physical therapist out at Teamwork Rehab. So many times men are weekend athletes.
Yes.
Weekend sportsmen, you know, they hunt, but they don't do anything all during the year. And then they go traipse through the corn, you know, the corn rows and the woods and everything. And this is very hard on them. Or they play softball in the summer on the weekends or go play basketball. So he's going to be talking about some things you can do to prevent any injury that might result from not being in the best shape, but yet liking to be boys again.
Yeah, we're not only talking about heart attacks and strokes here, but we're talking about other physical things that can happen to you, muscle tears and things.
Exactly.
Other things that can happen to the body if you don't take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first and foremost, you have to remember you're not 18 anymore.
We're not.
Right.
Well, I know in your case, Terry, you're about 29.
Right? Maybe 29 more. So getting close to that anyway. So
in that area, you're just a kid.
Yeah, that's right.
We won't go there, will we, Ralph?
No, we're not going there.
Well, the great thing about it is, number one, it doesn't cost you a darn thing to show up. And then if there's probably anybody that can exert some influence on guys around, it's Matt.
Exactly.
Matty Hughes, you know.
Such a success story for our area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's exciting having him taking his time. You know, people from all over the United States want to hear Matt Hughes talk, and we've got him right here, and he's agreed to take time to come out on this important issue and donate a little bit of his time to talk with you men.
And I get to talk to people all over the country in the Midwest and so forth and so on from time to time. And when I try to explain to them where the station's located, I say, well, Matt Hughes is just about, 5 miles away.
Uh-huh.
And they go, oh, well,
yeah,
we know
exactly.
Where you are then, So Matt's a good,
yes.
Geographical locator for us. So uh-huh. people know a lot about Matt and what he's been able to do. I mean, what a terrific athlete to not only – do what he did, but to continue to compete for as long as he has.
Exactly.
And you know, you have to stay on the top of your game for that.
Right.
And we're really excited that mm-hmm. he's going to be there.
Along with stroke, other sort of ailments that we need to kind of keep a watch out for?
I think that will be one of those things where the questions will guide that.
Okay.
You know, we're willing to take this in any direction that men have interest in. Want to learn more about, and that's why we're awful lucky to have Dr. Brian Cady come in to answer those questions. And so I think we got a great evening planned. I think the 2 hours will go extremely fast. And I think everybody has 2 hours that they can give.
And you don't need reservations,
nope.
Just show up.
Nope. Just show up.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night.
I guess we ought to mention, where is it going to be held?
It's going to be at the hospital, at Hillsborough Area Hospital, in the new education center. So as you pull up to the hospital, there's the main entrance. There's kind of a patio out front. You'll come right in there, and it's going to be in the new classroom. So a great facility to have it
And
in.
If people haven't seen the new hospital, they might be able to peruse around a little bit and take a look at it.
Exactly. So it's open to everybody. So please feel free to come by. And if you want more information, if you're a little hesitant, you can call me, Roseanne Heck, at 532-4320 or Wendy at
544-6464, extension 47756.
If you want more information on it.
Okay. So. Sounds great. Hillsborough Area Hospital. And one thing that I like about the area we live in is the fact that we seem to have taken healthcare very seriously here with the great hospital facilities we have, not only in the county, but north and south and east and west. I mean, we seem to be in a pretty neat area here.
You know, the nice thing is the common goal is we want to educate the community and in prevention, and then why be there whenever they need us. So we all partner together to make sure that Montgomery County is in good health.
Terry and I have stated many times on this program when we've had guests such as you ladies here how fortunate we are that we have the Hillsborough Area Hospital, we have St. Francis, but more importantly, if you have something such as a life-threatening stroke or something happened to you, we're only a 30-minute ride to St. John's or Memorial, two outstanding facilities in Springfield. So we're very fortunate in this area. When you talk to people that live in other areas and maybe have to drive 2 hours to get to a hospital like Hillsborough or Litchfield.
When you meet with guys and do this sort of a program, is it sometimes they weren't active as younger people? Is that what happens to this? Is it a lifestyle that's been in place for a long time that you have to change?
Well, that is part of it for sure. But I think so much of it right now is just our society, our focus. And hopefully now our focus is starting to change. But our focus has been on making money, and our focus has just not been on ourselves. We've had our priorities a little out of line. And I think that's where we need to refocus.
Well, and Terry, we're living longer now. We got to take care of ourselves.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, that's a huge upside there.
Exactly, it is. So we want to stay healthy and active as long as we can. And when you think before, people at 60-something were old. Well, we're not old anymore, Terry. No. We've still got a lot of living to do.
Well, and I think the 80 is the new 60 is very true. I mean,
exactly.
You see Ralph out here gallivanting around and doing his thing and...
Exactly.
He's not slowing down.
And you want to feel good.
And it's one thing to have quantity of life, but it's another thing to have quality. You know, if we're going to live to be 80 or 90, we need to feel good about that.
And ladies, one of the things that I just jumps out and hits me every time I go to Wally World, for instance, Walmart, and I sit there doing what men do, waiting on your wife. And I watch people come in there, and the big bad word, obesity. We have to do something about obesity in this country. You know, we just have let ourselves go. It's sad.
Exactly.
That's what you mentioned, Wendy. We make so much time for jobs and everything else, we just forget about us. And
we do.
And a lot of times it's okay to be a little selfish and take care of yourself. One thing, and you can toss this in on behalf of me because I'll probably be announcing a ball game that night. But, you know, things you can do at home as far as exercising that you may not even think about that might contribute. A few ideas?
Well, one thing I think is really important we need to remember, the statistics have come out now that 10 minutes three times a day is just as effective as 30 minutes at a time. It really is. The statistics just keep coming out from trial after trial after trial that 10 minutes at a time is just as effective. So if I could really stress that. And, I mean, of course, we are so lucky in this area in Montgomery County to have Fusion.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a beautiful facility. We are so very, very fortunate. And they have so many classes and programs and things like that.
And in the summertime, if you wish to move out of places like Fusion and into the outdoor. Most of our high school facilities now have these all-weather tracks that are great to walk on.
Exactly.
They don't hurt your feet, and you can go. And when you go there, it's just like going to Fusion somewhere else. You're going to see someone that you know.
Exactly.
And then the buddy system is a great way to
help keep you true to that exercise program.
Well, there's a little bit of peer pressure, and we always talk about peer pressure with kids, and, but this can be worked to a positive.
Yes,
if you, if you have a workout buddy or buddies that can kind of keep you in line and keep you motivated, and you know, it's okay to reward yourself after accomplishing a goal. We forget that sometimes we should say, okay, well, we've done this, and maybe we deserve to do something or get something or whatever. So,
and Terry, you mentioned some things you can do at home as well. What I recommend is, like, during commercials, if you're watching the news or something, during the commercial, get up and do some exercises. Get up and move your body. If you just remember to get up and move your body, it makes a difference because we are such a sedentary society.
Yeah.
We don't get up and move, and we really need to. Maybe some exercises during the news, you know, things like that. Something that you do every day, 30 minutes at a time. You could sit and do arm lifts or leg lifts or something like that, just so that you're moving. Or when you're standing there brushing your teeth at the sink, move your feet, shift from foot to foot, and
sounds
get your
like a coach.
Yeah.
Keep those feet moving.
That's
exactly.
But you know, we don't realize how sedentary we are.
Yeah, that walking around a punch bowl just doesn't get it.
Well, as long as you keep walking around it, and if you make stops, that's the problem.
Well, that's what gets you. Okay, well,
the punch bowl.
You forgot to read all the small print there,
yeah,
Ralph.
Right.
You can walk around the punch bowl, but you can't stop all the time.
The only thing I'd exercise is my arm dipping down in.
Yeah.
Well, along with the exercise, we also have to address the issue of what we consume.
Yes.
If it tastes good, you know, if there's a distinct possibility that it could be bad for us.
I think supersizing has not been a good thing. Yeah, it may be good for your wallet, but it sure isn't good for ourselves. Supersize is a very sad thing in America.
Well, it is. And I personally got caught up in, you know, when the baseball playoffs and the World Series started. You know, and whether or not the Cardinals are in it, I like baseball. I like the postseason. And I sit there and I just eat. And I put on probably 5 pounds watching the baseball playoffs, for goodness sake. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going back, okay, now this, you know, if it's about the size of your fist, that's all you want.
Exactly.
And, and, you know, just the common sense things that drink plenty of water.
Mm-hmm. Moderation.
Moderation. That's
do
the
everything
best thing.
In moderation.
And that sometimes is the toughest thing to remember.
Yes.
Do everything in moderation.
When something tastes good. Boy, when you have that piece of pie, you want the, you know, a great big size piece pie instead of that
piece of pie with my whipped cream.
Or ice cream.
Or the half a gallon of ice cream.
Half a gallon of ice cream. And, of course, you know, a little glass of milk with your Oreos. Stuff like that. So, so a little bit of adjustment there and you work out all right. So that's coming up Tuesday, December 6th, 6 to 8 at the Hillsborough Area Hospital Education Center classroom in the new hospital. And it's absolutely free. Just show up, grab some buddies and show up and you guys will be a lot more educated.
Exactly.
Roseanne Heck, thank you very much. Wendy White-Mitter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you, and hope we have a great turnout that night. So.
Us too. We think it'll be a great, great evening.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
Ralph, you'll be there?
I got to look at my schedule. I don't know what I'm doing.
They're busy men.
They are
Ralph
busy men.
Ralph will probably be sitting next to me at a ball game that
night.
I rather suspect, because it's at Hillsborough that night. So
I know
what I'm going to be doing that night.
We'll be exercising our vocal cords.
Okay.
And trying to keep the fans out of our hair that night. So. With Ralph around, people just come up and start talking all the time.
Yeah.
I have to turn his mic down every once in a while.
I know him.
It's a gabbing. Yeah. So anyway, that's it for today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Stick around. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles up next with that opening market report here on AM 1540 WSMI.